please walk Sparky for me?
No way.
I'll throw in a caramel frappe.
Ooh, make it a large.
Deal.
Get a sweet deal. $2 any size McCafe beverage on the McDonald's app.
Between you and me, Sparky, I would have walked you for free.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Offer valid through 4/3/22 at participating McDonald's. Valid one time per day. McDonald's app download and registration required.
Relationships radio show is copyrighted, no use, and part or false to be used without written, express consent from myself, Greg Dazinski, or The Art of Relationships. Thank you.
Licensed relationship and sex counselor, Greg Dazinski, also known as Master G, The Art of Relationships will cover crucial elements in rebuilding emotional and physical intimacy in your romantic relationships. He will also welcome live calls from listeners and help him with these very challenges. Heard of the old repetitive and tiresome tit-for-tat arguments? Greg gets to the root of couples' challenges in a quick, matter-of-fact format, plus applies compassion and humor. Join in discovering how to improve your romantic relationship and your own life. Listen, laugh, and climax to a happier you. Greg is a licensed professional counselor in the state of Michigan, but to some of us, he is simply known as Master G.
Welcome, everybody. It's hump night, and talking about all the single people out there, or if you're going to be single pretty soon, going through a divorce or maybe contemplating it or dumping your sidekick, whatever, going to be talking about dating unleashed, maybe some do's and don'ts. And with me is Lisa Smith, Detroit date coach. And you can find her. Give yourself a plug, Lisa.
Hi, everybody. You can find me at www.detroitdatecoach.com. Also at thelisaschmidt.com.
That's it. Cool. So I got to get into this. We all hear this, the big thing. You have the millionaire matchmaker, and I think she is such a hag. That is, I'm going to be honest. Oh, the live chat is up. And before we get into this, sorry, Lisa, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No worries.
This is Greg. Everybody, I think, knows that. And give us a call live. I got the live chat up, and you can also give us a call live, 586-212-4196. And I want to get your insights and everything. I did a show couple weeks ago now about hooking up and one night stands, and Lisa doesn't know this yet, but we're gonna incorporate that.
I call it the ons.
we're gonna incorporate that.
Partially their fault for buying into the bullshit of it.
Oh, I agree.
But women sort of portray themselves as this gift, which they are, but at the same time, we don't all belong on a pedestal. And what is so fucking great about you,
right,
that you can be that unrealistic? Because most women are. They have a bullshit checklist.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to be 6'2". He's got to make $100,000. He's got to drive this kind of car. He has dark hair, blue eyes, blah, 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 blah,
shit,
blah, blah.
Shit, you had to mention the 6'2".
But that's not the point. The point is if he's 5'9".
Whoa. Couple inches shorter than that.
Okay. He's 5'8".
Hey. No, I said a cut. You got to go lower
than
that.
All right, if he's 5'7".
I'm not 5'9".
And he has his shit together.
Okay.
And actual goals. He has a good mindset.
Okay, here we go. Okay, stop right there. And this cracks me up about women. And I teach people that are in my human sexuality
bitches
class.
Bitches be crazy.
No. Yeah, bitches be crazy. Now, when you say... And this is very subjective, too. When he's got his shit together, what the hell does that mean?
That means there's a difference between having dreams and lofty aspirations versus actual goals that you're working toward.
I get that.
Right? So you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have the $100,000 job. you can have your shit together and make 50 grand a year or 30 grand a year.
Okay.
It's just that women put this price tag on relationships and mm-hmm. they're like, you know, if he makes 35 grand, how is he going to be able to support our children and blah, 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 blah. Okay, we're not even that far yet.
True. But what about your ass going out and getting a job, too? I tell women all the time.
Know, there should be some sharing in that, you know, and you and I briefly touched on this before this about, right. you know, who has to pay and why does the man You know, I think that it's sort of ingrained us as a society that, you know, it's chivalrous for the man to pay for the first date. And, you know, I'm not saying that it's wrong or right. But third date, fourth date, a bitch can pick up the drinks.
Thank you.
Or buy lunch.
You know my rule.
Or whatever it is. If she's making good money and she has her shit together, why can't she pitch it?
Okay. Now, I want to go back because I'm getting a runaround, I think, from you. I'm not busting your chops. I want to know specifically, when you say when he's got his shit together, what if he has no money in the bank, but he works, pays his bills, but he's broke? Would you say he has his shit together?
I would question why he's broke.
Why?
No, he doesn't have his shit together at that point.
So now you're telling me, now we have the double standard going.
No. It's not a double standard.
You said he's got his shit together.
Shit together means, you know, at this point in his life, maybe he does have a job and he just pays the bills and he has no money in the bank. However, when you look at everything else that's going on with him personally, professionally, is he working toward doing more for himself? Is he looking to be more? And I don't mean financially. I mean, is he going to move past living paycheck to paycheck? I don't think anybody should be living paycheck to paycheck.
But in the economy nowadays.
But what I'm saying, though, is if you're out there, but it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. If you're the one busting your ass, putting money away, being responsible, and you have somebody that's okay with mediocrity, that's just a difference in lifestyle. That has nothing to do with whether you love each other or not.
Right.
You can love somebody to the end of the earth, but when one person settles for mediocrity and the other person is looking to excel, it's not going to work.
No,
not long
because
term.
You have a clash of what they want out of life. That's it. Life
goals
and everything
more
else.
So than do we both like to jet ski and do we both like sunsets and the beach, do we have similar long-term goals?
Meaning?
Are we going to work together as a team to build something?
Correct.
And that doesn't mean we have to build up to be Rockefellers or Donald Trump.
Say you're not going to... You're going to work until you die because you're not going to afford to retire. What do you look at that? And there's a lot of people in this country that are looking at that.
Well, it's just a matter of how the economy is right
now. Don't even hand me your political bullshit.
No, I'm just
Lisa.
Saying, there's plenty of people out there that have wonderful jobs, and now they're up shit's creek.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily a matter of choice. That's circumstance.
So what you look at... Would that man still have his shit together? And do you think it's...
If he picked up the fucking pieces and did something about it, yeah.
Okay. Now, what about... Do you
that
think
goes
there's
for
a,
women, too.
I was just going to ask you, is there a double standard about
in my mind,
women?
No.
Thank you. Sweet. That's how I feel, too. The damn Cinderella, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, freaking.
I tell people
ever
all
since
the
you
time,
were a
Disney
bunch
called,
of bullshit.
They want their princess back, turn in your fucking tiara.
And it cracks me up. America, you go, you know, talk to people from Europe, Asia, everything else. In this country, we're getting way off topic, but that's okay. That people that know me, that's me. But, you know, in this country, more than any other, when women get engaged, right? The first question out of their friend's mouth is, what? Come on, you're a woman, Lisa. What's the first question that when...
What
oh,
does the ring look
engaged.
Like?
Huh?
What does the ring look like?
Bingo. What's that?
It's a hunk of metal and some stones.
Yeah, but what most... Do you think women put value on themselves based on how big that bling bling is?
You know, I'm not... I can't speak for every woman. I can speak for myself. I had a very large wedding ring when
brag.
I was married.
Don't brag.
However, to me, it didn't symbolize how much he loved me or how well the marriage was going to work.
Really?
It was a beautiful ring.
Now, be honest. Yeah, beautiful ring. It made you feel more important, didn't
it? No, it didn't give me a sense of importance. There was thoughtfulness put into how the ring was designed.
Whatever.
So that part of it was beautiful, but I didn't think that made me or broke me.
How many women value themselves on that size of that ring? And that how
if you value
they are,
yourself based on the size of your wedding ring, you're already in trouble.
I think
before
you're fucked
the ring.
Up.
Before the ring.
I think you're fucked up. Plain and simple. No, well, I don't care. I'm politically incorrect. Ladies, you're fucked up if you
that
do
is fucked
that.
Up.
Yeah, it is fucked up. Okay, going back to the date, we're already first date, getting married, and the ring picked out and everything.
Now let's we're divorced.
Go. Let's go. Yeah, and the divorce papers file. Shit, no, that's where you guys got to see me. Hopefully take care of that. What do you see? You mentioned going back to the fear aspects with men and the pedestal they put women on. Why do you think they do that? And do you see this in, let's face it, all types of men, be it wealthy, be it, you know, make doctors, lawyers, down to working at Myers. Do you see this across the board? Or does it matter on what, I hate to be this, type of man it is based on?
No, because I have clients as young as 24.
Okay.
And clients as old as 50.
Okay.
And that's not typical until the last year. Prior to that, right. I could really pin it to 35 to 45. That was standard.
Okay.
It's kind of a twofold problem, and it's sort of a one-part feminism meets bitches can't make up their minds.
Now I'm confused. Talking from a typical woman, Lisa.
No, and when I say feminism, right. I don't consider myself a feminist.
No.
I consider myself somebody who looks at different types of feminism over, say, like the last century.
That's a wide gamut term, and it's very stereotypical. And there's,
but what I'm saying is there's been so many different women's movements.
I agree.
Right? And they tell you, you can have this, you can have it all, you can have the husband, the kids, the career, the big beautiful car in the driveway, the vacation home, and all of this.
And they're not happy.
But did anybody in that grand scheme of telling you that you could bust through glass ceilings tell you how to take care of your relationship? Because they're, you know what I mean? Over the course of time, it could be several.
Right.
Leading up into a marriage. So nobody ever tells you, yes, put on your power suit, go to work, be a bitch, but come home. Be a little softer. Still date your husband. Fuck him a lot, too. Take care of your family.
Hold on. There was an echo. What did you say?
I said, fuck him a lot, too.
Sweet. I knew what you said. I just wanted to hear it again. You got that, ladies?
Well, you know, I just wrote an article on this, and it was called basically How the Modern Woman Dater Has It All Wrong.
I got to hear this.
Because we have listened to, over the course of time, you know, women literally standing up and screaming at the top of their lungs, like, almost as, there have been times we are literally oppressed as women many years ago.
I agree.
But.
This is now.
This is now. And yes, you can still have all of these things, but. Leave the bitch at the door, at the office, or wherever it is you're coming from, in your home, in your relationships, you have to knock that shit off.
I agree. How many do you think, going back on the fear aspect with men, do you think men nowadays are maybe more intimidated by women, because maybe there's a lot more women in, you know, pharmacists, CEOs, managers, supervisory positions. And do you think, because like just like what you said about leaving it at work, they transition that outside of work and they come across, they still have that tough ass bitchy attitude. They don't allow the femininity.
Well, yeah, and femininity.
I've been doing that.
Femininity is huge, and it's a lost art.
Yes,
and
I agree.
Even when I write articles about, I wrote one called "The Art of Being a Woman."
Yeah,
I got women all over the country, 17 kinds of pissed at me, and basically saying like, I was telling women to be submissive. No, there's a difference between being submissive, crawling across the floor, getting whipped, and being submissive to the fact that you are feminine.
Very true.
And be feminine.
And I've mentioned, in there's a big difference, and I even talk on other shows, people listening, about women being submissive sexually. Actually, they're more confident sexually. They're more self-assured.
Absolutely.
And a lot of women, oh my God, they're submissive. They're doormats. No, they're not. They're actually more comfortable sexually than most other women. But getting on a dating aspect, what advice do you give men out there? And I want, where's some phone calls, man? Give us some calls, 586-212-4196. Please, don't be shy. You can even join us on the live chat as well. Don't be shy. It's all anonymous.
Let's so fix no one's some gonna know shit for somebody.
Yeah. No one's gonna know who the hell you are unless you throw your name out there on accident.
And then we'll
okay?
pull you up on Google Maps.
No,
and
yeah,
to your house.
No. Now you're really gonna scare the shit out of everybody.
No,
so what won't. Happens? What do you, and I know I probably have more women listeners than men, but I want women to learn what Lisa's saying too, maybe from the perspective of what, with her working with mostly men, what they go through and maybe their mindsets and even emotionally what they're going through. So it can sort of, maybe you can learn what they go through. Mm-hmm. Men are supposed to be what? The assertive ones. And I think that's bullshit. I think women, and I've mentioned this on numerous shows, women can ask for numbers. They can talk to a guy, all this stuff. But I want you to maybe be more compassionate about what men go through, the fears, fear of rejection, and all this stuff.
Huge.
Do you call them men that are afraid of that? Do you call them pussies?
No.
Oh, shit. I swore the P word. Oh, wow.
They're,
I've done it
they're
before.
Slightly pussified because of women.
Do you think women, see? Thank you, Lisa. I tell everybody listening, students, everything, what do I tell you? Men are fucked up because of women. Anyways, going back on topic.
You know,
I'm teasing.
Everybody's at fault.
I know. But why do you think men are pussified instead of, is it the old scenario, you got your nuts in the woman's purse,
your wife's purse?
So why do you think they're pussified?
I think it starts with that whole fear of rejection and approaching.
I do too.
I agree. Dating, because women walk around with these bullshit checklists.
Yeah.
They make themselves unapproachable, unopen, and it scares men. So women, over time, when they continue to do this through the course of 5, 10, 15 years of dating,
hello,
men are right along for the ride in that. They're going through the same 5, 10, 15 years, years of dating and constantly being rejected.
So what would you advise the female listeners out there to, what would you advise them to do?
Lighten
to
the fuck
be
up.
Be more open. What?
Lighten the fuck up.
I get, how would you say that?
Lighten the fuck up.
Meaning, okay.
Okay, so here's a good example.
5'6", bald, blue eyes. Okay. Would you say forget about the checklist entirely?
Yes. No, I would say have a checklist.
I had to throw entirely in there.
But have your checklist be realistic. And I just did a 5-day dating challenge. If you go to Detroit Date, well, facebook.com/DetroitDateCoach.
Okay, they can find you on Facebook.
I ran
it
last week.
I put it on my Facebook too.
Yeah. So I did a 5-day dating challenge that I sent out through email subscribers, and one of them specifically talked about these lists. And then I also have a Facebook group called Date Smart, Not Hard. So people that's not really like a business page. That's more so people can just kind of come in and talk.
They'll find you.
Or ask. So one of the things that we talk about is this checklist and how to make it realistic based on, you know, these criteria. So sit down and really think about 5 things.
Okay.
That you consider must-haves in a potential boyfriend or husband.
Sure. Hold on. Now, in a dating, do you think both men and women are dating to find the one, or are they just going out to have fun?
Depends on where you're at in your life.
I agree.
I mean, when you're in your early 20s, you're not necessarily looking to settle down.
Some people are, Lisa.
Not on the whole.
Yeah.
You know, I even found I was divorced at 34, 35.
That was, what, 25 years ago? Oh, no, sorry.
It was a few years ago. So I had a relationship right after the divorce. It lasted about 2 years.
Okay.
When I came out of that relationship, I did take a little break from dating. And when I went back into it in my late 30s, I didn't want to get married. I didn't want to be part of somebody's Brady Bunch. I wasn't looking for that at all. It was so hard to find because I was shocked how many men in their early 40s, mid 40s,
right,
had never been married, didn't have children, were looking to start families or have these little Brady Bunch scenarios. And that's just not where I was at.
There is a lot of women, as you know. I know you center on men that are 40, 41. They're looking to get married and have kids, too. And it's like, have fucking fun.
You know, and there is a double standard where that is concerned.
I agree.
Because women can wait till they're a little bit older. It's not the best. I would
because of how, we talk about,
but
you know,
not only that,
issues.
When you're getting ready to retire, you know, you still got somebody in high school or college. Who wants that? That's just not me.
Yeah, I hear that. It's and everybody's different. Like I said, it's very subjective. It's what you want. You have to look at what is important to you
because women are so focused on what their mom tells them they should want, what their friends say they should
Disney.
Want. P.S. And by the way, ladies, your girlfriends are the worst people to go to for dating.
I agree.
Advice.
Thank you, Lisa.
And
very biased.
Ask a man, read shit written by men, you know.
Thank you. Hit me up, ladies.
Actually, read some of my stuff because I will tell it to you straight.
Yeah, that's.
And, you know, one of the things I tell people, this is not your girlfriend's dating advice. And in fact, I recommend you don't ask your girlfriend.
You know what? I did see that. Yeah.
Because this
blog.
Is what your girlfriends will tell you. Sweetie, it's not you. You're beautiful. You're great. You have a lot to offer. He's a fucking dick.
Oh, yeah.
What is he thinking? Because they're completely biased. But as women, we're taught to coddle other women.
Right.
And tell them how great they are. Well, I will never stroke your hair. I will never tell you how great you are. The first question I always ask is, what's your part in this?
Same. Yeah, you got to take responsibility.
And you and I have talked about this.
Oh, absolutely.
Even in affairs or when people cheat on you, yes, somebody else either spread their legs or stuck their dick in somebody else.
Right.
But there's faults in the other person,
right,
to some degree.
Well, we talk about this when we, you know, with John and Bart and stuff a couple months back now about this. My philosophy, I always ask, there has to be.
What's going on?
Yeah. And what did the responsibility of the partner that was betrayed, what were they not doing that led the person to be astray?
Which goes back to what I was saying
about. Absolutely.
Women get. they get married or they get in long-term relationships and they think, okay, this is it.
Do you think they get
lazy? Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's not to say that men can't get lazy, too. But women, and no offense, but I mean, then again, I really don't care, but whatever. I have an 8-year-old son.
Yeah.
So go to the drop-off or pickup lane at an elementary school. There's literally hundreds of examples of women that have given up or let themselves go.
Oh, yeah.
And have nothing to talk about other than carpool or PTO or the latest episode of The Bachelor.
Oh, God, and housewife.
I even had one day, like, literally out of breath. The biggest dilemma of her day was that she ran out of Pledge.
The very first thought
I had was nothing to do with the Pledge. I thought, what? Your husband is probably cheating on you.
Were your mindset. Right.
That was my very first thought, because I thought, if this is how you lead the conversation when he walks in the door, you're fucked.
Yeah. Because, and you've done it. Your whole world is so minuscule, so minute. But do you think, what do you think sucks men in to be attracted to certain women? I think a big thing, say, sense of humor is huge. And being approachable, not being that bitch. Because men in dating realm, you hear this, men love, nice guys love bitches.
Men love a woman who is assertive.
If you're a bitch,
it's okay to be assertive.
Yes, and there's a difference.
It's okay to speak your mind. It's not okay to be a bitch tripping all the time.
Thank you. I agree. What?
That's just volatile.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. One more thing, then we'll take a little break. What's the number one thing you probably instruct men or try to teach them to do beyond the fear? After the fear, maybe they've gained some confidence, maybe some tips from you to maybe pick up their self-esteem, not feel sorry for themselves. What next?
The first two things I have clients do is explain to me what they understand the differences are between men and women and how we communicate.
Ooh,
from their perspective.
Typical.
No, I ask them what their perspective is.
We talked about this before we went on air.
And then, you know, I learn about their dating history, but the first steps I usually have clients take, and there's going to be people that disagree with this, 100% of my clientele has either completely eradicated online dating from their vocabulary or reduced it to a very, very, very small backup plan.
Ooh.
Online dating is a fucking crutch, and it's an excuse to not put yourself out there. And on both sides, people don't make it easy to communicate.
No.
However, you can't very well make a great first impression on somebody through, hey, sexy, or hi, how are you? How was your Thursday?
What? That don't work?
Fuck that. That's stupid.
Shit.
No.
No?
Online dating is ridiculous. And the first thing I tell clients when they call me on the phone is, if you want me to look at your dating profile, if you want me to give you some tips, we'll cover that in about 15
minutes.
Yeah, because
I know you talked in that.
But other than that, I'm not going to teach you how to use online dating, because online dating is a broken system.
And it is. A lot of people lie, mislead, 20-year-old pictures.
You can't,
we'll get on that.
You can't judge somebody's tone of voice
or
anything. And another thing, too, if you do use online dating,
right,
the whole, like, nobody wants to talk on the phone. They want to drag messaging out for 3 weeks before they meet for coffee. Stupid.
I think that's
childish. And
listen,
any woman that tells a man she won't give her her phone number is ridiculous.
She's fugly.
It's not that. If you own a smartphone and a Gmail account,
yes,
you can get a Google Voice phone number that is not your phone number.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
You can. Do you know how many men I say, okay, this is great, we met, it's been wonderful, you can have my real phone number now? I do it all the time.
20,
you don't
30.
Know where things going to go. So Okay. So you can have a and men, when a woman tells you she won't give your phone number because she's scared or whatever,
you know what,
she can get a fake phone number.
And you know what I tell men in that case? Okay, no problem, and you walk away.
Absolutely.
And chances are she's gonna, maybe if she's interested when not playing games, she's gonna chase. Oh, wait a minute, I changed my mind. Don't
fear
play
the phone
those
call is ridiculous.
Freaking games. And just walk away,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right after this break, my bladder's going to burst, too much damn coffee. But I want to hit this up about maybe where people can meet in the dating realm.
Ooh,
and
my
I touched on this time back in the summer when I was doing a show on dating and advice for both men and women. Where you can... trying to think. Oh, no shit. I don't think I did call you then.
We're fighting.
Yeah, we're fighting. That's okay, bitch. Anyways, well, remember, write down the number, 586-212-4196. Please, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be back in a few moments. Okay, thank you.
If you're looking for that unique, cool fashion statement, check out Shoes by Shea on Facebook. She has hand-painted, hand-designed canvas shoes for you, your loved one. It's an inspirational piece unique to your own taste. Check out Shoes by Shea on Facebook. Again, that's Shoes by Shea on Facebook.
She's sitting on the dirt-ridden floor. Hit her form aware, and with one look, I swear she kills me. She's loud as hell, an embarrassment, one crazy bitch, but she's lovely. And she's addictive, my nicotine, the one from my dreams in the morning. And she's vindictive, she makes me wish that girls like this came with warning. And we drive each other absolutely insane, but it would be a crime for us to stay.
Spins into the light of regret there. Pretend that everything is fine.
Hey, everybody. It's Greg Dazinski back here with Lisa Schmidt, Detroit date coach, and we're back on here live.
Schmidt. We
know. Hey.
Schmidt.
Schmidt. Sorry. I didn't mean to butcher that. So, come on, people. Where are you chicken shits out there? Give us a call, 586-212-4196. It's anonymous. You can also hit us up on chat with your questions or comments. Maybe your piss poor, bad, nightmare experiences in the dating realm as well. Right before break, we're talking about, going to get into where people can find dates. Maybe you don't have that much game. Maybe you're not that much smooth. And I touched on this in the summer, and I want to hear Lisa's ideas about finding people to talk to date, maybe to bang. Oh, no. I mean, that's maybe down the road.
But, Ashley Madison.
to hook up to me. Go ahead, Lisa.
One of the best places to get a big variety of ideas is meetup.com. So, have you ever heard Meetup, Greg?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Remember, that was the, you
know. So, meetup.com, you can go on there and find anything from networking.
Yes.
To biking. Singles groups. Singles groups.
Human Awareness Institute.
Yeah, there's a million. Yeah. Say you're an aspiring artist, you can go on there and do that. One of the things that I really encourage clients to do, and part of the reason why I work with clients in sessions and individually, is I need to know who they are, what they do, what motivates them, what excites them, to find out how to develop a plan for them.
To enhance, yeah.
Exactly.
Enhance and get
so,
them to evolve.
You know, when I have a client that basically says, I go to work, I come home, I eat dinner, I do some laundry, blah, 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 whatever. I get up, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat. So I say, okay, so do you eat lunch at your desk every day? Do you, Greg?
What's lunch?
Okay, so
I know, I'm all over
the
place.
If you had an hour every day.
Oh, I'm probably eating out, to be honest.
Okay. So you're different than most people because a lot of people won't eat out 4 or 5 days
a week. Believe me, it's you look at costs for one person versus it's –
Well, for a single guy too, you probably throw away more food by buying it than you would just spend eating out if you're not home enough to cook. So anyway, so what I tell people is why can't you – so all right, so let's say you eat lunch at your desk every day or in the office or the cafeteria. But on occasion, you do stop on the way home and you grab something to eat, whether it be carry out or you sit down. Swap. Don't go out this Tuesday. On that Tuesday, if you can leave work, go somewhere and have lunch.
That's cool. Where would you suggest they go?
I mean, you're gonna. It's gonna depend. If you have an hour or 45 minutes, you're going to go somewhere close to your office or whatever it is. Or if you do make that attempt to go out or you actually have lunch with colleagues or whatever often, then stop after work. You don't have to go to a bar. I mean, you can stop at a Denny's or a
Barnes
Big
and
Boy
Noble,
or
Barnes anything. And Noble. Right.
You have to do things to change your routine, to
Big
put
time.
Yourself out there. And another great example I give people is, what do you do for coffee in the morning? Do you make it at home? Do you stop?
Yes and no. Depending on what mood I'm
so
in.
So let's say every day you stop at the Starbucks at the corner of First and Main. If it's not crazy out of your way, why can't you stop at the Einstein Brothers Bagels or the other Starbucks or...
Check out the scenery.
Because people get so caught up in a routine.
It's comfortable.
Yeah. So... The way I work with clients is, that's great. You know, you make your coffee at home, and I know you like your Folgers or your Maxa House or whatever it is, but why can't you stop one day a week at a gas station or a Starbucks? You give yourself an opportunity to be in a room with as many as 20, 30 people.
Now, okay.
And even if there's no quote-unquote love connection, the biggest thing I teach clients is how to practice on strangers.
Very cool. And I like that advice. And now where you're in a different environment. I get that. And the big thing is, and my recommendation, I talked about this, maybe going from past experiences or whatever. You know, you can, I mean, same thing. Gas stations, grocery stores, bookstores, office supply stores. There's opportunities all over. However, you talk about guys
and
having that
fear. You got to pick up your head and look around.
Well, hell yeah. Yeah. But now, if you don't, you have a guy that's shy, like you said, and fearful of rejection. And I like the attitude and your philosophy about practice on strangers. You
have to literally go out in public with clients and physically show them how to talk to strangers.
And
people
nervous.
Don't understand it when I explain it. And it's very simple, just to find an arbitrary detail to talk to a stranger about. I was with a client at the mall just before Christmas.
Okay.
And we went into a store, and there was a gentleman probably in his mid-50s, and he's holding up a T-shirt, clearly for a teenage girl.
Right.
Probably looking for something for his granddaughter or something. So I walked right up to him, and I said something like, you know, like how cute the shirt was, and was he looking for one in his size? You know, just made a little joke in passing and kept walking.
Right.
And then my client looked at me and was like, oh, now I get it.
That's not that difficult. And women, I notice, and I try to help, you know, guys with divorce and all that in my office. And
I tell them, send them to me.
I need money too, Lisa. What do you mean?
No. We're going to rev share on this.
We'll share, yeah. We'll rev commission, share. Right? Split, fee split, 80-20. No, I got to pay office rent.
This is why I don't keep an office.
Yeah, I know. I tell men, and I want your take on this too. I tell men, you hit, get away from the beautiful crap, right? Maybe they are hot, gorgeous, whatever. Doesn't matter. But you hit on an article of clothing. Oh, that's a cool shirt. Man, those shoes, those are pretty cool. They look cool on you. Once women are so used to hearing, oh, you're sexy, oh, you're beautiful, all this stuff. Tell them, hit on something that has really not too much to do with looks.
You would
still
compliment on certain things, but like one of the ways, like I use an example to talk to men, like say you think a woman has great legs.
Okay.
So instead of saying like, wow, your legs are phenomenal or they're sexy,
I'd like them wrapped around me.
Yeah, that's when you say, hey, are you a runner? You look really in shape. You have some great legs. Do you run?
How smooth is that, Lisa? Now, how many guys would get slapped or eye-rolled by the woman? By
that
line of crap.
This is what I tell men, and I think women should understand this too. Anytime somebody quickly or immediately rejects you, it means not a fucking thing about
you. I tell
it
guys.
It means everything about the other person.
I tell women.
If your approach is genuine and authentic, and somebody rolls their eyes at you or they turn their back to you or act like you're not even standing there, they're an asshole and they're not even worth your time.
And I agree with that. And also on this,
sorry if you're having a bad day, but that doesn't give you the right to be
What I tell guys, if they roll their eyes, walk away. Bitch, walk away. No.
No, don't call him a name. Just walk away.
And I find this, a lot of guys and women too, a lot of people have a hard time taking any type of compliments. So it makes them feel uncomfortable. And that's where I tell both men and women that, you know, think. Some people are so uneasy about taking a compliment that they might roll their eyes because they're so self-conscious. They might not believe anything. And
you have to remember something, too. Some people, that is the case. And then in some cases, women especially are really guilty of this. You know, when men will say, like, oh, you're so pretty or you're so beautiful, blah, 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 you know.
As she's rolling her eyes now, guys.
When women are sort of immune to it.
That's what I'm saying.
And think that men use it as that weird pickup line.
Right.
You just have to learn how to call a woman beautiful in the right way.
Okay, let's hear it, Lisa. What would you like to hear?
Okay, first of all, as an approach technique,
yes,
it's ridiculous. You just don't walk up to somebody and be like, oh my God, you're beautiful, you're gorgeous, I want to talk to you, whatever. No, that's not how you handle it.
That doesn't work?
No, you, hi, my name is Lisa, you look like you're having fun, or you look interesting, or you really caught my attention, I just want to come over and say hi and introduce myself. That's it. That's all you got to say.
Not bad.
Not.
Ladies, God, where are you at? You got to call people. Give us a call. Would that approach work for you? And if guys get rejected, whatever reason, or maybe they're not even being assertive enough, not being a dick, no, but being nice, but being assertive in a nice way, kind way, that do you think they quit too soon?
Mm-hmm.
They go by body language, whatever, and they hurry up, run?
You have to be able to observe the whole picture.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to be able to look at the body language in addition to the reaction to the approach, and then take into account if there's a rejection, how quickly it came, or maybe the conversation didn't flow so well. So that's another like trick I teach men, like how to, I call it a parachute, like how to parachute out of a conversation
right. That's
not going your way.
Oh my God, I got a pee.
But no, but you can also use a parachute if you're not entirely sure how the conversation is going.
Yes.
So if you're like mid conversation and you're not really sure if she's really as into it as you are, you can excuse yourself from the conversation. You know what? Sorry. You know what? I'm keeping you from your friends.
Yep.
So I'm going to go ahead and get back to my friends. I don't want to be rude. I don't want you to be rude. And you can either at that point leave it with just that statement.
But what do you if you're in a grocery store and not in a bar?
If you're in a grocery store?
Then what do you say?
I'm going to let you go ahead and get back to your shopping. I've already taken up enough of your time.
See, women are so damn smooth about this. They can ditch your ass and make you feel awesome when you're walking away. Right, ladies? Men know it too, right? What is the biggest thing, the most important thing you teach guys to maybe approach women? And I'll see if you're on the same page with me.
It's kind of encompasses everything we've just talked about. The best approach is a direct approach.
Okay.
So like say in a bar setting, for instance. Yes, observe, look at a little bit of the body language to make a determination. Don't stalk, don't stare. If you have
eye... Hold on. I got to erase my list. No.
If you can catch eye contact at that point...
That's number one,
you
want to
flash a smile, get that smile back. You do not do anything else up at that point except approach. You don't go to the bathroom. You don't get a drink. You don't stop and say hi to somebody.
But Lisa, I'm nervous and I'm shaking and I'm sweating.
You make a direct approach because you know what that says? Hi, our eyes met.
Right.
I have your attention. You have mine. Now I'm heading straight for you. It shows direct intent.
And what happens if you see her lips say, oh, shit? happens then?
I'm saying if there's the vibe there that you should go ahead and approach. And at that point, you know, it's again, hi, my name is, wanted to come over and say
Very cool. I like that. And one thing I tell people, and I think, I don't know if you learned it over the years, whatever, I've never been big into using pickup lines, whatever. It's just... That's not
backhanded
me.
And I compliments, tell people, the whole pickup artist thing.
But number one thing I tell people, both men and women, just be genuine, man. Try to be yourself. Be genuine. No playing, no games. Well, and joking around, sense of humor. Yeah. Women love that too. But be genuine. Don't
And here's the thing that people just don't get.
Okay.
We're too reliant on online dating and we think or we think something's going to fall out of the sky. It's just going to land in front of us and it's going to happen.
We're
going
to
manifest love and it's just there.
Right.
However, that's just not how shit works. That's a fairy tale. That's in your brain. It's not realistic.
Then what are, even for women then, you know, online dating, multi-billionaire industry, What advice would you give women, the same as you would for men? Like, go to different places and so forth, too? Okay. Now, if women
I would
are
challenge
scared,
you to ditch online dating for 30 days. Hide your profiles, delete them, whatever you got to do, and find at least 2 opportunities a week that you could change your routine, probably more. I'd say probably 3 to 4. Change your routine, join a meetup group, whatever you're interested in or have been sort of wanting to go out and try, go do it.
Cool. I'm all for that. It expands your
horizons. Take a cooking class.
You grow, you evolve. Cooking. Who the hell cooks? Don't you have to have a stove?
You never know.
What's the difference between a cup and a half a cup? Teaspoon and a tablespoon. No, I know. But
and you're probably running into a lot of my clients at things like Painting with a Twist and cooking classes.
You run into
because they know where the bitches are.
But what if they don't want bitch? They want a nice.
They don't want actual
bitches. They want a nice, hot, horny woman.
Okay, first of all, let's just get all the porn star images out of our heads.
Porn star images? What? Okay, no. Do you actually suggest that? Painting with a Twist?
I have a client that does it and has met people that way.
And what's his take on it? And you have to give age, no names.
And I don't
course.
Think that he's actually
what's his age?
Managed to get dating out of it.
Why?
But he's only done it a couple of times.
So he's wasting money for
nothing.
No.
For him, it's a matter of putting himself out there and changing routine.
I think that's a huge, huge step. Especially, it cracks me up because a lot of guys and women get creeped out by this. Guys can go to dinner by themselves, go to lunch by themselves. They can go to the movies even. I know. I
do all of that by myself sometimes.
But women... Oh, my God. They get – that tells me usually the woman is confident and okay with herself to be able to do that. And fuck what everybody else thinks. A lot of women have a hard time doing that.
Because we're taught that we
socialize.
need to be coupled up.
It's the same thing. Women, they got to go take a pee and need someone else to hold their hand,
I don't need anybody in there helping me. I got that shit.
But so – Painting with a Twist, what other see, ladies listening or that are going to be listening to the recorded show, what suggestions? This will help both men and women because maybe you can meet up at these places. Painting with a Twist, I tell people, look at grocery stores. Now,
you know another really great thing that people
Barnes
don't
Nobles,
consider? Look in your local area.
Yes.
And see if there's a matchmaker that offers a free database. Because a lot of times you can sign up, or even nationally you could do
it. Okay. You talked about the online.
This is not online
right,
dating.
That's what I'm saying. Can you tell the listeners what the difference between online dating?
A matchmaker.
Your matchmaker
yeah,
database.
A matchmaker is a private.
That's what you are.
I don't do matchmaking anymore.
Do you have a national. Do you have a database?
I do. But it's all women.
Oh, we're just talking about the butt before we
no.
Went on.
So you could actually sign up for a local matchmaker.
That makes sense.
Or even at a national level, just go and type in matchmaker. Julie Furman actually is a national matchmaker.
Oh, don't tell me about Patty.
No, not Patty. I'm not talking
gross.
About Patty. Agape, A-G-A-P-E.
I've heard of her before.
Agape Match
I've heard
is
of that.
Maria Evgenides. Those are a couple of really great matchmakers. You sign up for their database completely free. If a client ever pops up in your area, or if you meet the criteria of a client that's willing to relocate or you're willing to relocate, it's free dating. You might not get 3, 4, or 5 dates a month out of it. However, it's one more opportunity you give
now,
yourself.
Is it free when most of the guys pick up the damn drink tab and coffee tab or whatever? How expensive does it get for the guys?
You know, I'm going to tell you something about first dates.
I want to see. We talked. You remember this philosophy?
I think dinner for a first date is ridiculous.
I do, too. It's a waste of.
It's a waste of time and money.
Yes.
Why would I waste $60, $70, 3 hours of my time to find out
White Castle ain't damn
that you're
much.
An asshole. 45 to 90 minutes tops, Starbucks, coffee, whatever.
And if you click, go from there.
But the greatest way you can schedule that kind of a date is that you don't have anything to do after, right? So if it's going great,
awesome,
then you say, wow, this is really wonderful. I want to continue this conversation. I don't. If you have time, do you have time to grab a bite? If not, I'd love to see you again.
Thank you, Lisa. I agree. And everybody knows my philosophy.
Especially in this economy. $40 is $40.
I don't make the money Lisa does. As she spit water all over. But
I'm not rolling in it or anything.
Whatever. But people know and they laugh and they joke. And I'm serious. And human sexuality. Oh, actually, it doesn't matter what class I mention this. And on the radio and blogs, Facebook, everybody's heard this. My philosophy is, even if the woman is super hot, super attractive, and even on a first meeting, date, whatever you want to call it, if she doesn't even offer, hey, let me pay my part, doesn't mean she has to, or, even drinks, oh, let me split that with you, or even offer to leave the tip, or even offer, you know what, next time it's on me, she is not getting another chance. That tells me where that woman's mindset. We talked about feminism and everything, I think, before.
I don't think that's a completely fair statement.
You know what, though? This is just that. It might not be a fair statement, but it's a safe one.
No, and it works for you. That's your philosophy.
Well, yeah,
however, on the whole, society is taught the man pays for the first date. That's just how things have always been.
And the man goes
and
broke,
I'm not saying
and
that
women
it's
get
right. I'm not saying that that's how it should always be. But what I'm saying is you can't really fault her for that because she's socialized that way. Unless she's completely...
But she's socialized like that. That means I don't want it. Because if that's her mind, that tells me what her mindset is.
No, I understand your point, but I'm just saying, I don't think it's like
I might be
a
wrong.
Punishable offense.
It's not punishable. It just means you're not going
to get punishable by saying there could be, here we go back to that list. So
yes.
That's on your list.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, but let's say.
Oh, shit, we're going in overtime. Go ahead.
Let's just say everything else about her, except for that one thing, is fucking amazing.
Then?
Would you be willing to overlook that silly little rule?
Then I would probably say goodbye in the morning.
Asshole.
No. Good question.
You have to be flexible.
You
when
have
it
to be
comes
flexible.
To dating.
There are.
I'm not
I
saying
agree. There are absolute deal breakers, right? But that
for
tells
sure.
me. Socialized.
I don't want a drug user.
No, absolutely.
But if a guy smokes a joint from time to time or has a couple of cocktails, I'm not going to dump him.
That's not a couple cocktails.
That's
mandatory.
What I'm saying. There's a difference between being a drunk and socially drinking versus being a drug addict or,
Maybe it tells me, I think it has to do with me, and I'm a pet peeve. It has to do with manners. And it tells me, regardless what social, it's almost like when a woman, you open the door for a woman, old lady, whatever, and she doesn't say thank you.
Ugh,
it's
I hate that.
Expected. And I will say, oh, you're welcome. And if, depending on what her attitude is, I might say, you're welcome, bitch. talk about being a professional in this field. Don't even get me going. But it's manners, and I think that tells me where her mindset is, and it's almost a matter of expectation versus common courtesy. And I could be wrong.
No, I think you have a valid point to a degree.
I'm not saying I'm right. It's just my philosophy.
But I think that you can't...
Generalize?
I don't think you can generalize or even falter for something that's considered societally normal.
So you're
or
giving
expected.
Her an out.
But that doesn't make it right. But
just
what I'm
like
saying,
Cinderella,
though, is
Snow
if the date
White.
Wasn't that great,
right?
And she does that,
oh,
yeah, see
I'd be
ya,
pissed.
Never. Right? However, if she is checking off every other box and she excites you and you want to see her again, see her again.
Now,
overlook that
okay,
for
maybe.
Like one time.
Then me being a smart ass, politically incorrect. Oh, so next time's on you? Ha 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 ha.
You
How
can make
you
a
like
joke
that?
Like that.
You can joke about that.
You know, and
that.
It's funny because I have a friend of mine that, you know, he makes good money. He's
of
not.
Of course. See, why do women always say,
no,
you know
you're
what?
Shut up.
Second
shut
on the list.
Shut up. Let me finish
First
my
or second
point.
On the list. Oh, he's got a great job.
No, that's money. Not what I'm saying.
I
what
love
I'm
it.
Saying is,
Prove
this
my
is
point.
This is in your defense. So
my defense?
I'm defending your point. Shut your fucking mouth and let me do that.
Yeah.
So he was seeing a girl.
Okay.
Who she did well. I want to say she made 40, 50 grand a year. Whatever.
Okay.
She's not poor by any means.
No.
Would never offer to pay for anything, let alone leave a tip. At one point, as sort of a thank you, he helped her like move something or whatever. She's like, let me take you to lunch. She takes him to lunch.
Okay.
Doesn't pull a fucking dime out of her pocket.
Are you fucking kidding me?
So that was like final straw for him.
You know what? I would have walked out.
I agreed
and
with
leave
him.
leave the bill
but
with her.
He had already prefaced this lunch and granted she should have offered to do something. You know, he helped her move or whatever
Fuck
it was.
Yeah.
She should have offered to take him to lunch dinner. That's just common courtesy.
No one has a platinum the JJ.
Some people know.
Well, kidding. Yeah.
But
whatever.
Prior to that, he had already been complaining to me saying, you know, this is like the fourth date or whatever. She's not even offered to like buy a drink, let alone pick up a tab. And I'm like,
that's your fault.
No. He had said something. He was in the right to say like, you know, you make decent money. Well, you can buy lunch once in a while.
Why? Okay. Oh, we're got to wrap it up, but that's a, you know, because someone makes more money, they should pay all the time. You know, I could
no,
get on
no,
another.
No, no,
so
no.
We'll have to, I'll have to have you back if you want to,
yeah.
And hopefully we'll have callers and they're not so chicken. And we'll get into this.
Figures
more.
The one night.
I tell you. Yeah. Anyways, what number one for both genders, what would you say is the number one key thing to put yourself out there? Be yourself. Be genuine.
Yourself.
What would you say?
Make an effort to change your routine.
Awesome. And make it
and
hopefully
don't
around.
Use online dating for 30 days.
And hopefully put
at
it
least.
Around at least 30 days.
Well, I'm saying as
I
a
agree.
Test.
I agree.
I'm saying go offline for 30 days and put yourself out there.
I'm all for that. Very cool. I will, if she wants to come back another time in her busy multi-million dollar business. We'll have her back again. Lisa, give yourself some props. Tell people where to find you, and we'll go from there.
If you are on Instagram or Twitter, I am at Detroit.
When it comes to how your home looks and feels, only you know what's best. Why settle for something that's not the style, color, or comfort level you love? With Joybird's customizable furniture, you get to call the shots. With hundreds of silhouettes and over 70 fabrics, you're sure to create the perfect piece for your home. Plus, use code HOME30 at checkout and save 30% on your next order. Design a space you love coming home to at joybird.com/home30.